and welcome to another bonus episode of Digging for the Truth with Ark and Neo. This is Arkalogic with Destiny Lab. Neo is not with me again tonight. This is just going to be another bonus talk with Kent Hovind. I had another conversation with him, and I've gone ahead and edited these things together. I guess I'm going to try to maybe keep in contact with him and have some of these updates. I'll continue to try to relay information to everyone the best I can, but at the same time, we are looking for as many other people to interview Kent and get the word out as we can, especially anyone that has more listeners than something like Digging for the Truth with Ark and Neo. So I'm doing all I can with what I got, but please, if you know any other outlets or if you yourself have a show, please get in contact with us through destinylab.com or emailing me at destinylab@gmail.com. So let's go ahead and get into it. Here is my most recent talk with Kent Hovind on November 20th, 2014, about his upcoming court case, which, by the way, has now been postponed to January 5th instead of December 1st. And today I asked him a little more details just about his basic case, just to give everyone a background on what exactly is going on. So for those of you who don't know much about Kent's case, this is going to be a great episode for you to tune in on. Here we go, talking with Kent Hovind.
Hey, Brother Hovind here, just checking in.
Hey, how you doing, Kent?
Great. I'm ready to get out of Pensacola.
I have a lot of people probably trying to get a hold of you to do interviews. I know a lot of people are talking online that they want to talk with you, so...
Tell me who to call and when, and I'm glad to call.
Well, I know some other people are wanting to talk to you, but I'm not sure if they've set up their prepaid accounts yet. I know that Sam has set up his prepaid account, so I know he's ready to take a call from you. And there's some other people that I'm waiting to hear back to make sure they get their account set up. But Leonard Ulrich has a couple questions. If you want to answer these questions, I can relay these to him if you got a second. Okay. So the basic, I mean, like I said, it's just the basics of your case, really, for those people who haven't seen. It's basically, the first one is, who are you and why are you in jail, basically?
Sure. So I'm Kent Hovind. I'm 61, be 62 in a couple of weeks. I was a science and math teacher in high school for 15 years and then became an evangelist 25 years ago, teaching on science and the Bible all over the world. I've been to all 50 states and 37 countries, I believe, teaching and defending the Bible as being the infallible, inspired, inerrant word of the living God. I've done 100 debates against atheists at universities and willing to take on anybody, anytime, anywhere on the topic. I believe the Bible is literally true and scientifically accurate. God made the world in 6 days, just like he said he did, and it's only about 6,000 years old, just like the Bible dates add up to. And so I teach on that and defend the Bible scientifically. I started a ministry in Pensacola back in 1989. We moved there shortly thereafter, and it kind of grew pretty quickly. And the IRS has been after our ministry for a long time, and I cannot figure out why. I don't know if any laws were breaking. But finally, after a 9 or 10 year investigation, they took me to trial and got me locked up in prison for absolutely the dumbest things. If you look at the website 2peter3.com, the number 2, the word Peter, and the number 3, it has all kinds of the court documents showing all the laws that they broke and violations of law. So I still, like many Bible characters, maintain my innocence. I did not break any laws, certainly not deliberately, and I don't think even actually. I was given a 10-year sentence. I was due to go home last February to halfway house and then this February to home confinement for 6 months. I'm still fighting my case. I have a tort claim filed against them for the laws that they broke, millions of dollars. Hopefully I'll win that, and they'll leave me alone and go home. I have several complaints that are active. I have a couple of other lawsuits on the offensive as much as I can be from here. My friend Ernie Land in Central Panhandle, Florida, is handling all legal defense kind of stuff. If people want to help, we're fighting tooth and nail. His email is docfog, like a document, D-O-C-F-O-G, at docfog.com. They can contact him and ask him any questions. Steve Anderson did a long interview with me, and I guess that's up on YouTube. I have no control over that. But they can YouTube for Steve Anderson. He's a pastor in Arizona, or under my name, and understand all the details of my case. So I think the IRS began targeting conservative ministries way before it was published that they were targeting conservative ministries, and I was one of them. I have tried desperately to obey the law, and they have ignored it routinely. The current charge, they're charging me now with mail fraud and with contempt of court over the properties of the church property that the government seized. It raises all kinds of interesting questions. Exactly who is this United States that's claiming? You know, there appear to be at least three, maybe as many as six different corporations using the name United States. And that's a long, interesting concept. People think, well, 1789, they wrote a constitution, and that began the United States. That is correct. And it's governed by a constitution. But then shortly after the Civil War, there was a new corporation created called United States, and then apparently another one after we went bankrupt in 1930. And so I'm not really sure which one is after me. It's certainly not the original United States, and we're certainly not under the Constitution. When you go to court these days, they'll have a gold French flag, and you walk through the little bar to get in, and they don't let you know this, but technically you're on.
This call is from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
And so that's their silent notice that you're under maritime law or maritime jurisdiction, which is called admiralty law. That's the admiral of the ship. It's not really a judge, an Article III constitutional judge. And you're not really who you say you are. You think you are because as soon as you're born, they create a corporation with your name on it and issue a birth certificate. So I'm a long ways from an expert on that topic, nor do I want to become one. My specialty is creation versus evolution and science and the Bible, but they attack me, and I have to defend myself. So I think there's loads of stuff on the Internet on those topics. I think people need to become informed of the real truth. All we had in Judges, the book of Judges, chapter 7 in the Bible, all we had was light and noise. You know, shine the light and blow the trumpet. Mm-hmm. And it terrified the enemy, and they all fought each other, which is what I want to happen in my case. Mm. People need to spread the truth of what happened, the real truth of my case, and there's a lot of documents on 2peter3.com that explain all that. Shine the light and make a lot of noise. We are never going to win this in court, and we're never going to win it in the mainstream media, but social media, Facebook, et cetera, it's time to win this battle.
Yeah.
During the original Revolutionary War, 1770s, in the original Revolutionary War, there was what's called Committee of Correspondence. All over America, there were people who just took it upon themselves to correspond with others to let everybody know what are the British doing, what are the crimes the British have committed, and so everybody was fully informed. They can't do anything in the dark. Committees of Correspondence, something similar needs to be done here, where people just network with each other and say, look, here's what they're doing. I think Congress needs to be getting a million phone calls saying, would you investigate Ken Hovind's case? Look what happened. They broke the law. These are your judges. These are your U.S. attorneys. You pay them. Rein them in. Call off the dogs. Stop this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in prison instead. That's
Absolutely.
What ought to be done. Congress, they only respond to pressure. They're going to have to get a couple hundred thousand phone calls or emails or letters saying, do something. I'm just an ordinary fellow who happens to love the Lord and believe the Bible is true, and I defend it against all comers, and this is a totally foreign language to me, this whole court stuff. I don't understand it. I will say, though, before God, that I do not believe I broke any laws that apply to me. So I'm just, Job, what did Job do? Nothing. What did Abel do? He did nothing wrong, and his brother killed him.
Yeah. Now, my understanding, a lot of people throw the phrase tax evasion or tax fraud around, but you weren't actually charged with things like that. It was more the structuring of how you were spent, paid employees. Is that correct?
There were three charges. One was not withholding taxes from employees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there's several problems with that. A, churches don't have to do that. Okay, under the law, as it's written, churches are not required to do that. If they want to make a contract with their employees, they can, by filling out a W-2 form, but that's voluntary. Everybody that worked at our ministry paid their own taxes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any employees. Everybody understood coming in, you're like an independent missionary. You do with the government as you see fit.
Sure.
I was simply following the instructions of the pastor and later the trustee. This is how it's to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So the government did not lose a single dime. There was nothing in this charge or case about my personal income taxes. No charges whatsoever. I'm not a tax protester.
So all those employees paid their taxes just like you guys agreed, and they had paid their taxes and told them?
Well, they weren't employees.
But or, I mean, you're missionaries, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and they all testified at trial. We paid our tax. No tax loss to anybody, anywhere.
Wow.
So if somebody is accusing me of stealing money from the government, they are mistaken or they're deliberately lying, and you can tell them I said so.
Yeah.
So the second charge was structuring, which I had never heard of. We were taking money out of the bank to pay bills because we're remodeling a half a dozen houses. Oh, it's an older neighborhood, and we bought some of the properties, and you could get a house and an acre of ground for $35,000 or $40,000, but the house needed another $25,000 worth of repairs. So we bought up part of the neighborhood for our staff to live in and then to eventually have the property to expand if we ever needed it.
Hmm.
So we were using cash from about 98 up until 2003. About every 12 days was the average. My wife would go withdraw money from the bank, ministry money, to keep on hand, to give to college students who were working for us, saying, here, go buy shingles for this house or go buy plywood or, you know, whatever. And over a period of years, there was about $400,000 spent. Well, in 2003, we stopped doing that and went to credit cards and checks, et cetera, so no problem. 2006, they come arrest me and my wife for structuring. I said, what on earth is that?
Hmm.
They said, well, you took out less than $10,000. So it's a crime to take out less than $10,000? Well, they said, yeah, that's how people avoid getting the bank to fill out a form. Of course, I don't care what form the bank fills out. They can fill out any form they want. Four times during those years, my wife did pull out over $10,000 for special projects or things. And then the bank fills out their form. I don't care. That's not a crime. So they said, well, this is structuring. Well, the structuring laws, you have to have two transactions under $10,000 in the same day. Ours were 12 days apart. There's no structuring here. So they said, okay, you're guilty of structuring. And then they said, now, all that money that was structured, that $400-some thousand, you owe to the government. I said, what? It was spent 5 years ago. Hello, it's up on the roof of the house. And in the what do you want? And so to make it worse, they said, all that ministry property actually belongs to Kent Ovin, not the ministry. So we want to seize the ministry. And the trustees put in motion saying, no, you can't do that. That's not Kent, that's the ministry.
Yeah.
First, the structuring laws were enacted by who knows when. The purpose was to catch drug dealers who were, you know, using drugs or cash to buy drugs, okay? I've never taken any drugs. There are no drugs in my case. I've never taken it, never tasted alcohol, for heaven's sake.
Mm.
I think they should abolish the structuring laws, period, and say, okay, stop. This is dumb, because it's catching all kinds of people it was not intended to catch. Like
sure.
Me. Okay.
Yeah.
They should certainly, if Congress were to vote today and say the structuring laws are hereby amended to say this is only for money that is provable that it was involved in a drug transaction.
Yeah.
And this law and this amendment is retroactive, meaning anybody who's currently in prison for structuring is released. See, they not only said I structured, which I didn't, because it has to be two transactions in one day, the judge changed the jury instructions to make sure I was found guilty of that. Because the law said two or more in one day that total over 10. And she said, well, if you find out he took out less than 10. Oh, excuse me? That's not what the law says.
Ah.
The law says two. Yeah, so they changed the jury instructions.
Interesting.
There are all kinds of serious glaring errors. I think the whole thing needs a serious investigation by Congress and the Justice Department and everybody. But they won't do that until they get 100,000 phone call things. Fix this. Do something. Stop.
Yeah.
So they went to see the church property then based upon a tax, based upon structured funds, which were not structured. The whole thing is bizarre.
Hmm.
So then when they seized the church property, the trustee puts in a quit claim deed or whatever they call it, a quiet title action, saying, hey, stop, you can't seize the church property. Why don't you go seize McDonald's or, you know, Walmart? They have more money.
Yeah.
Why would you seize the church property? So the judge made a ruling with no trial, no hearing, no nothing. The judge just ruled, no, that's not church property. That's Kent Ovin's personal property. Oh. Well, it's not, but she says it is. So now we got a problem.
Mm.
She orders the trustee not to file any more paperwork on the trust, on the property, because that's already been put in the name of the government.
Mm-hmm.
So Mycelia in New Hampshire, he says, hey, well, the judge said it's yours, it's not the church's. I said, it's not my property. He said, well, she said, Mycelia said, well, the judge said it's your property. So since you have an active lawsuit in this whole thing, everything, you can file the Liz Pendens, which I had never heard of. Liz Pendens leaves a letter that's saying, hey, there's litigation pending on this property. The buyer should beware. If you're going to buy this, be careful because it's still in litigation. Mm. That's a typical standard, no problem whatsoever. So now they're saying that Liz Pendens was mailed to the mail, and it's part of a scheme to defraud the government of their property. First of all, it wasn't mailed to the mail. There's no way to certainly no way to document that. Secondly, I don't think it's their property. To them, it's case closed. That's so on the title, okay, because the judge said so. Well, I'm sorry. That was a bad decision that needs to be overturned. But it's all based on these stupid structuring laws. So we need to go way over their head and go to Congress and say, would you pass an amendment to change that law, make it retroactive?
Mm-hmm.
That lets Kent out of prison. That totally simplifies this new case because now there was no crime committed. The structuring should be only for drug laws.
Yeah.
I don't think it's their business. Even that, I think they should get out of the drug war business.
Sure.
I've never taken drugs, I won't, but why on earth do you lock somebody up for 20 years for growing a plant in their yard?
Yeah, way too many victimless crimes.
And who gave them jurisdiction over this? What exactly is the federal government supposed to be doing anyway? What is their job under the Constitution? They're to protect us from foreign enemies and to have a justice system to punish crime of internal enemies.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be involved in welfare. They're not supposed to be involved in a drug war. They should shut all that down.
Yeah.
Became president with a couple of simple executive orders, I could cut the federal budget down to about 5% of what it currently is. They have no business being involved in 95% of the stuff they're involved in.
Absolutely.
This is dumb.
This call is from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
I would encourage people to really pressure for laws that says no one involved in law enforcement. That would include the Congress, the senators, the president, the police, the sheriff. Nobody involved in law enforcement or in prison systems can own stock in the prison system and profit from it.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, that's their biggest income. The longer they lock you up, the more money they make.
Sure.
If that's not double dipping and extremely wicked and evil, then I don't know what is.
Yeah.
It has to be exposed.
Yeah.
Public exposure. Every judge and every lawyer and every person involved in law enforcement needs to make a public disclosure of what investments they have, where does their money come from. Neither they nor their immediate family should be allowed to own any stock in the prison system.
Yeah.
That would include investments like a 401k. 401ks typically are a bundle of things. Okay, well, nothing in that bundle should involve housing or feeding or transporting prisoners.
Yeah.
But right now, it does, and it's wrong and it's wicked.
Yeah, it's a racket. It's like a mafia tactic.
It's exactly what it is. The longer they lock you up, the more money they make. And this needs to be all being had for weapons with light and noise. Shine the light, make some noise. Mm-hmm. That's all I can do.
Yeah, I tell you what, there's definitely in the last 5 to 6 years have been a huge groundswelling of people recording. Every phone now has a high-definition camera on it. And so there's just thousands and thousands of people posting videos of police interaction, whether that's the police trying to search their personal person or their vehicle. Steve Anderson is one of those persons that was beat up by a whole bunch of cops. I don't know if he told you that whole story, but his story's all online. Pulled over and actually get out. The police completely brutalized kind of a case, but he was able to actually get on shows like Alex Jones about his case, which is I don't necessarily agree with Alex and all of his tactics or whatever, but he's one of the people that we're reaching out to. We're reaching out to like Mark Dice, Alex Jones, George Noory, Jay Sekula, all these people who have a bigger voice and platform about your case, shining some light on the injustice done here. So we're definitely doing all we can as far as that goes.
Well, thank you, brother. Keep going. I've been on the George Norrie show. It used to be Bell show. I've been on there as a guest, so they know me.
Yep.
What happened to me is not only a great injustice and cruel and wrong, all I want them to do, I'm not a tax protester. I'm not anti-government. We need government. I'm locked in a room with some guys that need somebody to control them. Okay? But in the Bible, it's real simple. You get a fine or a beating or executed. Under God's law, there was no prisons. Mm-hmm. Only the heathen had prisons, the Egyptians, the Romans, etc.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be any prisons. Give the guys an option of a fine or a beating or kill them.
Yeah.
Crimes, they should simply be executed. You know, often says, somebody rapes your daughter, she doesn't need to then have to pay to feed the guy for the next 25 years in prison.
Yeah.
Which is what's happening now. Somebody's locked up for life. What's his wife supposed to do? What are his kids supposed to do? How's that justice to the victim? Here, the person already got victimized, and now you got to pay his grocery bill for 25 years.
Yeah, that's not justice.
And the founding fathers of this country had their committees of correspondence where they corresponded all over to keep people informed. The British were terrified of the pastors because they would get up in the pulpit and say, oh, King George did this last week, and King George did this. And, you know, they just simply exposed the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And John 3:19 says men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil.
Mm.
I think there are some people who have a badge in the federal or state or county, that, like Steve Anderson getting beat up. I don't know that story, but I know that once you give somebody a badge, it can go to their head, and they think, wow, I'm God.
Yeah.
I have a badge. You know,
yeah.
Everybody's authority in jurisdiction is limited. If a Canadian police officer pulls you over for speeding in Oregon and says, you're speeding, you don't ask him how fast was I going. You ask him, who are you and where's your jurisdiction? Where?
Yeah.
Just exactly what is the jurisdiction of the federal courts?
Mm-hmm.
Do they rule? Of course, they want to rule everything. I know that. But under the law, do they? Under the Constitution, they certainly don't. But since we're no longer under that, we're under martial law, they just simply do what they want. Well, we need to call that in and say, stop. We're not under martial law. I don't agree to be under martial law. I didn't enlist in the military. There's a group, this National Common Law Grand Jury, apparently is getting some traction and some evil publicity. But the Founding Fathers said about every 20 years, every country needs a revolution to clean house, you know, get rid of those who become power hungry.
Sure.
People get entrenched in their position. It happens with mayors and, you know, who is that guy in Louisiana, the governor that ran Louisiana like a little dictatorship, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You give them a little power.
Yeah.
Their head.
Yep. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. The other question I want to make sure I work in, because I've had this asked several times, is about a plea bargain agreement. If you ever thought about accepting a plea bargain agreement of any kind to just get back in ministry, and that was ever offered, or what are your thoughts?
Well, they have never offered anything along that line.
Don't,
if they want me to plead guilty to something, I think I'd have a hard time lying.
Yeah.
They've never offered one.
They've never offered anything.
If they made a plea bargain and said, Kent, if I tell you this, if they came to me today and said, look, we're going to completely overturn this case. We're going to throw it out. It didn't happen. We're going to expunge the record.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pay you $25 million.
Mm.
And we're going to leave you alone for the rest of your life. If we do all that, would you stop doing these radio interviews and stop calling people about this and leave us alone? That I would consider as a plea bargain.
Yeah.
They want to justify what they did. In every evil country, they arrest people for dumb things, like in communist China or communist Russia, et cetera, and then they beat them until they confess to something.
Sure.
You know, we want you to confess to rape, you know, confess to murder, even though they didn't do it, of course. They will beat them and torture them until they confess.
Yeah.
And that way the judge looks good. Oh, well, he confessed. He's a murderer. See, I did the right thing. It's all about image and ego.
Yeah.
Nothing else. In Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas were beaten illegally and thrown in jail. In Acts chapter 16. And Paul, afterwards, the magistrate said, I told him to call. Paul said, no, I want a public apology. You beat us uncondemned being Romans. I don't think Paul didn't want to spend any of his time fighting the Roman government or any government. He wanted to go preach like me. But when they attack you, what are you supposed to do? A lot of Paul's time was spent sitting in prison.
Sure.
Case and appealing his case because I see a lot of similarities in mine as I read the New Testament, especially the book of Acts now. I didn't ask for any of this. I was sitting there reading my Bible when they stormed in like SWAT team, arrested me, dragged my wife out of bed. She had just been asleep for 3 hours.
Wow.
Didn't let her put a robe on or get dressed or go to the bathroom. They dragged her in handcuffs in her nightgown down to the courthouse.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
For what? For taking your own money out of your own bank to pay your own bills?
Wow.
Because it's in amounts less than $10,000? That means if you take out $100 a week for 50 weeks, or for 100 weeks, you've now committed 100 crimes. Each one carries a 5-year sentence.
Mm-hmm.
You go to prison for 500 years for taking 100 bucks a week out of your own bank to pay your own bills. Okay, I'll call you back maybe in a couple of days, so get some more questions ready, all right?
All right, we'll do. God bless, Kent.
All right, thank you, brother. God bless you. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, so that concludes another talk with Kent Hovind. I apologize for the sound quality on these recordings. I am recording all these conversations just directly from my phone and then transferring them. So I apologize for the different levels and whatnot. I'm trying to clean them up the best I can. It's been a real blessing to be able to talk to Kent and sort of get a firsthand account of his situation and where he's at. Thank you guys, all of you on Facebook, on Revelations Radio Network, who've contacted us through Destiny Lab, and just through emailing me. There's really a big tidal wave of support happening right now, and I'm really glad that I could be a part of bringing awareness to Kent's case. So we have talks in the works of a possible documentary. We are putting together a music CD that's going to be creation-based. It's going to be sold, giving the proceeds to Kent's case. And then as well, we're talking about doing some t-shirts and stickers, that type of thing, all to raise awareness for Kent's case and for his legal funds. So please keep the support rolling in. If you have not done already, join Club Creation at Facebook.com. Get in contact with Ernie Land and Gia Ambrosia or myself on Facebook. And let's just network together. It's going to just take one person at a time. But each of us reaching out to some of these bigger names like the Alex Jones types and the Jay Sekula and Mark Dice and George Norrie and some of these others, you know, it's like Ken had told me before. He doesn't have to agree with the person he's talking with. And I'm sure he probably doesn't even like rap music. You know, he's been on the Ali G show, for goodness sake. So this is just all about using whatever network and platform we can get access to, as long as it allows him a platform to speak his mind. This is not just about Kent's case. It's about a lot of cases and a lot of people that are in jail for just ridiculous reasons. I mean, our jail system is corrupt, plain and simple. It's kind of like Kent was saying, when you got tens of thousands of people locked up for growing a plant, and then you got these cops out there getting wasted every single weekend or night, something about that just seems a little off to me. You know, people talk about saying no to drugs. Let's go into any church and let's change their coffee with decaffeinated and see how they say they're not on drugs after everybody starts getting headaches from their caffeine withdrawals. So, again, you know, we need to separate what's culturally acceptable from what's biblically acceptable. And somehow we've lost our way and crossed our wires there. But as a whole, it's about changing an entire system and changing some of these laws that are actually targeting people and that aren't criminal. I think it's just really about educating people about the real story of what happened. And once people find out the details, they're pretty blown away that he's been put in jail for 10 years. And now they're trying to add 20 years on top of that. It's just insane. So please get the word out. Do what you can on your own to support Kent. If you have a radio show, program, any type of outlet, please get in touch with me. Let me know if you want to talk to Kent, do your own interview, whatever. Everything helps. So we're going to close out with another creation-based song. This one is from our album Naturally Selected, which is available at destinylab.com. This song is entitled It's Elementary. Good night, everyone. Sent to a
expose an illusion, a mass delusion known as evolution. Utterly confusing, so silly it's amusing. We've analyzed the evidence and come to a conclusion. It's a religion, a false interpretation, based in atheism and a big imagination. Compare creation, a true evaluation. There's no debate, it's incredibly amazing. The real question is just where we all came from. Were we made by God, or are we just born scorned? It really matters in the scheme of things, you see. Cause if there is no God, it makes it hard to agree about morality or immortality, about right and wrong. Let me give you an analogy. Let's say a merchant wants to have himself a servant, but can't afford a robot, so he steals himself a person.
Read biology and archaeology, study astronomy, geology, zoology, inspect your history, apply your memory. By George, God exists, it's elementary.
What does it matter if we're only animals? If a human eats a human and becomes a cannibal? Is there a basis to call anyone a racist if we're all just monkeys anyway and apes with shaven faces? What would be the difference if a person, say for instance, took up humans to the wagon to pull it for a distance? Who would be at harm if the man who had the farm said his wife lived in the shed because he loved his horse instead? The truth is all just relative and no one can tell what it is. Then how can we have standards or tell positive from negative? Maybe we could simply pull a number from a hat and change it as we go along and make our truth like that. A better way, you realize, is use a higher source. The Bible's never changing and is solid in its course. The work that it encompasses is trustworthy and true. The verses are a synthesis of history reviewed.
Read biology and archaeology, study astronomy, geology, zoology, inspect your history, apply your memory. By George, God exists, it's elementary.
Look into it, investigate, the clues will be revealed. Can't imitate a version of the truth that is not real. The word is written in our hearts, that's why it strikes a chord. Has answers to our questions and claims you can't ignore. We challenge you to journey on a worthy expedition, to voyage on a mission and make your own decision. A venturesome excursion, an odyssey, a quest, a search that's all-encompassing with each and every step. The final test is coming, consider all you've heard, and contemplate the reasons to investigate the word. Immerse yourself in study, test it through and through. Adapt it to your lifestyle, change your worldview. You suddenly might realize and have a revelation. The scales that were on your eyes have taken a vacation. A whole new type of vision without optics or a lens. So throw away those spectacles and take a look, my friend.
Read biology and archaeology, study astronomy, geology, zoology, inspect your history, apply your memory. By George, God exists, it's elementary.